With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel appears to be preparing for its ground offensive against Hamas terrorists. Correspondent Ken Lorman has more on the story.
The Israeli army says its ground forces are expanding their activity in the Gaza Strip as it moves closer to a full-on ground invasion of the territory. Internet and phone services have collapsed in Gaza under intensified Israeli bombardment, largely cutting off its 2.3 million people from the outside world and each other. Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops along the Gaza border. Ken Lorman reporting.
The latest Israel-Hamas war has quickly become the deadliest and most destructive in the long history of the bitter enemies. More Israelis and Palestinians have been killed than in any of the four previous wars dating to late 2008. The shelter-in-place order for residents living 50 miles around Lewiston, Maine, has been lifted, but people are urged to exercise caution as the search continues for mass murder suspect Robert Card, who remains at large following Wednesday night shootings. Maine's Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sauschuk.
The state police continue to search in Lewiston, Lisbon, Bowdoin, and Monmouth for the suspect, Robert Carr, and recommend individuals remain vigilant. Businesses may choose to open or remain closed.
He urges residents to be aware of events happening around them.
So this is not to say the crisis is over, the emergency is done, we can go about our lives as life is good. We want our folks, we want our residents to remain vigilant and to pay attention to what we share for information.
There are reports that Card left a suicide note at his residence. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 366 points, the NASDAQ rose 47, the S&P 500 down by 19. This is SRN News. Are you lonely?
According to a new Gallup poll, about 25% of all the people on Earth say they feel very lonely. And since researchers were barred from asking questions in China, they say the percentage of lonely individuals might actually be higher. Some experts say this trend was an inevitable result of the global population turning away from faith, church, and family in the latter part of the 20th century. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee's top legal officer says the federal government is wrongly withholding millions of dollars in family planning funds after the state refused to comply with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti has filed a complaint in U.S. District Court in Knoxville. In 2021, the Biden administration reversed a ban on abortion referrals by clinics that accept Title X funds. That restriction was initially enacted during the Trump administration. This is SRN News. COVID-19 treatments won't be free for much longer. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is setting the price for a five-day treatment of Paxlovid at just under $1,400. But Americans can still access the pills at no cost for now. And the less commonly used COVID-19 treatment Lagevrio will hit the market next week. The federal government says millions of free taxpayer-funded courses of the pills will remain at pharmacies and at doctor's offices. People on private insurance may start to notice co-pays for the treatments once their pharmacy or doctor's office runs out of the government supply. People on Medicaid, Medicare, and those who don't have medical insurance will not pay any out-of-pocket costs for the treatment through the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.